The FDA's concern lies with a sharp increase in e-cigarette use among high school students from 1.5% in 2011 to 16% last year. The numbers in New York are a bit lower at just under 11%. Lead coordinator with Reality Check in Madison, Oneida, and Herkimer counties, Heather Burnett, says it's telling that only half as many adults are using e-cigarettes.
Sometimes we hear in terms of e-cigarettes that, oh, well, these products are helping people quit, which they can't make those claims anyways. It would be illegal for them to say that. But then we're looking at the statistics, and there's more youth and young adults using those electronic nicotine delivery systems than there are adults.
The new federal oversight means e-cigarettes can no longer be sold to those under age 18. But New York State's ban took effect in early 2013, and in Onondaga County, the minimum age is 19. County Director of Environmental Health Lisa Letney says there's no shortage of e-cigarette advertising, which can be misleading.
I think sometimes they try to advertise them as being safer than cigarettes, but with all the state and the federal people including them in their laws, that's not necessarily true.
There's still limited conclusive data showing that e-cigarette use can lead to traditional tobacco use. That's why Heather Burnett with Reality Check says they're sticking with what they know for now.
Our efforts have remained to be on cigarette products prominently because we know we have years upon years of research and data that they are dangerous. But with e-cigarettes, we don't have that.
The FDA's rule change takes effect in 90 days. Scott Willis, WAER News.